97.5 Glory FM is your radio station for North Georgia Gospel and the information you need for you and your family. It's now 6 minutes past 9 o'clock in time for Community Focus, our public affairs program. We are spotlighting the upcoming May 21st primary election, talking to different candidates and different races across the area. This morning, I'm pleased to have as our guest Drew Eccles, who is running to become the new state senator from the 49th district. Good to have you with us, Drew.
Good morning, Mike. It's really good to be here.
It's great to have you with us this morning. Now, I know everybody knows Jay Moore Farms, but let everybody know about Drew Eccles, please.
Well, again, good to be here, and I hope everybody knows about Jay Moore Farms. That's what I hope anyway, and I also hope they know about Drew Eccles. I grew up there on the farm. I've been here in Hall County for 44 years. I'll be 45 next month, so not a spring chicken anymore. I've been back on the farm, I think, about 23 years now, and full-time running the farm, running the wholesale accounts, and the agritourism, the corn maze and the field trips and all the U-Pick stuff that that folks get to come up and experience there at Jay Moore. Shelly and I have been married for 25 years in May, on May 22nd, actually, so we hope that we're celebrating our anniversary and celebrating a win in this upcoming primary. We have two beautiful children. We have a 20-year-old. Chloe is at the College of Ag right now at UGA, and she says she wants to be a farmer. I hope she wants to be a farmer. I'm just trying to keep this thing, keep that farm in between the ditches right now. I don't want to wreck it before she gets back, and hopefully she gets to come up and experience growing up there like I have, and working in the family business. We also have Cohen. Cohen is 16. Cohen is a sophomore at North Hall High School. Cohen is he's also the light of our life. Cohen has Down syndrome, and he's just a very, very special young man. He got saved back in February, and just very, very moving, touching experience. So we're extremely proud of Cohen and extremely proud of that decision that he made. And when he got baptized, they did a little testimonial video, and I don't think there was a dry eye in our church. People we didn't even know there coming up to us afterwards, they were really, really touched by his testimony. So that was awesome.
That's the kind of thing, too, and can affect a lot of other lives, too, from that standpoint, Drew. So tell us, why in the world would you want to run for state senator?
Well, I love this place. I don't have the – thank goodness this is a 30-minute show, because I don't have the 30-second elevator pitch, okay? I love our community. That's first and foremost. And I love everything about the community. I love the people the most, though. I've always been a part and tried to serve. My granddad taught me that early on. Some of your listeners may have heard some of these campaign speeches, but – he tried to plug me in to, you know, different community organizations, and also I'll never forget, we went to a fundraiser for a candidate. I don't even remember what candidate it was years and years ago, and he told me to bring a check. I took a $30 check. I didn't know. I don't think the candidate gave me his cell phone number for $30, but I took all that Shelly and I had that we were able to give at the time, you know, and mm-hmm. And been able to see campaign kickoffs and fundraisers like that for candidates across Northeast Georgia, across the state of Georgia, actually, and especially right here in Hall County. And then also being able to serve. My granddad taught me a lot about service. He was a county commissioner back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And so I got to sit on the sideline and watch that, see what that looked like. My earliest involvement in a lot of ways was industry related when it come to the service that I was, you know, giving back off the farm, so to speak, to the ag community through Hall County Farm Bureau. And I remember I got a phone call from Sam Chapman, and Sam asked me, a former school board member here in Hall County, Sam asked me if I would go to Washington, D.C. and represent Hall County Farm Bureau, and at the ripe old age of 21, if Shelly and I wanted to go. We'd never been on an airplane. We had, you know, just maybe not even been out of Hall County much, just to be honest with you. Couldn't afford it, but we went, and we lobbied on behalf of farmers across the state of Georgia and members of Farm Bureau, and I kind of got the bug back then, not just the political bug, but also the service bug and what it meant to be a representative of my industry. So we did that, and I stayed involved. I'm still involved in Hall County Farm Bureau, and it grew to different organizations like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Have done a lot of work for and with the Hall County Chamber of Commerce. Have, you know, been a part of different charities, either through giving or, you know, money or produce. In a lot of ways, that's easier, right? To give away produce. I remember for several years we did a farm to table with Hall County United Way, and they were excited about that. We would do big peach giveaways and things like that. So just being plugged into the community and loving this community so much is probably the initial reasons for getting involved in this.
All right. So the initial reason I'm looking at is that, talking to the other friends I have in government, as of the week of qualifying, that your wife was still, we thought, going to run for re-election. And then all of a sudden we hear Shelley's not running. And then it's like, okay, Friday, Drew's running. So tell us about that decision. That had to be some kind of decision.
That was a very, very tough decision. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, Cohen has Down syndrome. Cohen's 16 years old. And as we all know, right, little boys, it don't matter if they have special needs or not. Little boys are going to be little boys in a lot of ways. And Cohen's never been a discipline problem anywhere. He's a very good kid, and he's still a good kid, but he was missing his mom. The new wore off of that situation. Mm-hmm. And throughout that week, there had just been a tremendous amount of prayers and talk within our household, and Shelley was pretty clear that she needed to be back home with her son and didn't need to be putting that extra stress on him. She's been his structure his entire life. I'll give you a couple of examples of that. I mean, the little guy's, you know, about 2 months old, and I'm telling you, there's no telling how many books that Shelley's read about special needs and kids with Down syndrome. And he's about 2 months old, and she has this little rubber tool. It's got little bumps on the end of it, and I come home, and she's rubbing that thing on his tongue, and I'm thinking, what in the world are you doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's actually working on strengthening his muscles in his tongue, that one day she's going to be able to, he's going to be able to, those muscles are going to be strong enough that he's going to be able to talk, you know. And he still struggles a little bit with communicating, but he does well. She was that structure and intervening early on. And then another one, Mike, this whole campaign is it's an emotional roller coaster, and I tell everybody, I say, look, I get very passionate about everything I do, and I can get emotional about picking strawberries or this campaign or my community or whatever it is, so I don't want to cry on Monday morning right here. But she taught him how to swim, and I thought that was the smartest thing that I had ever seen. He never took any formal lessons. Mm-hmm. She taught him how to swim with the little water wings on his arms. Mm-hmm. And what she did was she let air out of him about every week. And finally, after about a month and a half, this guy's out swimming with water wings that didn't have air in them. So I say all that to say that she's been his structure his entire life. And there were some discipline issues, and she wanted to get back to being with him, and it really didn't matter if I ran or not, that she was coming to the house. So I decided to run again because I love this community that much, and I think that we're faced with a lot of issues that we need a fighter. We need somebody that's rooted here and grounded here, and that's what I intend to be.
Right, we're going to talk about that in a few moments here with Drew Echols, our guest this morning on Community Focus, talking about the state Senate race for the District 49. Now, District 49 still the same, right? It's all of Hall County.
It's all contained in Hall County. Yeah, that's right. There's some area over toward Gillsville and Tadmore that's actually in the 50th district.
Right.
but the rest of it is you know, it's basically Claremont to Lula to Oakwood, Flowery Branch, and everywhere in between, the whole city of Gainesville. Just that little sliver over there next to the far eastern side of the community that's not in the 49th.
All right, so you decided to run. First thing I've got to ask you, I told Drew, I talked to him as a constituent and as a potential voter here. Tell me about how in the world are you going to balance working at the farm there and being a state senator if you're elected?
Well, that's a great question, and sometimes I have to hit on that on the campaign trail. Sometimes I don't. People who are very business-minded and know a lot about the Eccles family and how Jay Moore operates, they ask that question. So, so it's good to be able to answer that here on your show. First off, let me say that I've been fortunate enough to, for the past 11 years, to be partners with my dad and my uncle, Jarl and Judah Eccles. We're equal partners in the operation up there. We bought my granddad out. And I clearly wouldn't do this without their support, right? They're behind me 100%. My responsibilities there on the farm are primarily the running the farm and then the wholesale accounts and the agritourism. We're pretty slow, as most of you guys know, especially the farm work in January, February, and March, and that's when the session is. And then I'll remind the listeners that the reason the session is like that is because of farmers. That's how it was originally scheduled around agriculture, and so I can appreciate that. I think the farmers may have been, you know, the first patriots, right? There's that, and we're again pretty slow that time of year. And I understand also that I'm not running for a part-time job. I'll be the senator year-round, not just for 3 months. But we. I think there's a couple things there. First off, I've got to see this from the sideline with Shelley being down there, so I know how much time it takes. I also, and it's not, while it is 8 to 5, you and I talked about this earlier, it is not, some of the things can be done, you know, after 5 o'clock. Some of them are done before 8 o'clock in the morning, ribbon cuttings or some other kind of constituent services. It's going to be, you know, clearly it's going to be new to me, but it's going to be all over the board. I serve on several boards and several things outside of Jay Moore. So I feel like that some of which, if I'm elected, when I'm elected, I'll have to step away from those. You can't be elected and sit there on those boards. And then some of them I'll be term limiting off of because I've sat there too long or so long. You know, 3 years or 4 years, whatever the commitment is. So I think as I roll off of those, I think it'll really help balance out the responsibilities there to the 49th.
Now tell me, what's the one big thing you learned from Shelley serving as state senator?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is, well, there's a lot that I've learned. And I guess the biggest thing is that nothing moves quickly. Right. Even the best ideas, the very, very best ideas or the very best legislation down there, none of it moves very quickly. There's a process. It's just like this campaign. There's a method to the madness, so to speak. And I'd also say that people get fired up really quickly during session and they want something done about a particular issue. January, February, March, while it's fine to bring it to your legislators' attention, I think the best time to be working on those things is all during the summer, right, and during the fall. So you have a plan going into session. And I think that's very, very important that constituents know that it's so hard to come up with a great idea or a bill mid-January. It almost never happens, right, that mid-January that you're able to drop some legislation and see it through to the finish line. It's almost impossible because everybody has their agenda from all over the state of Georgia when they walk in the door on day one. So those are the type things that I want to do. I want to be ready to go as soon as, you know, we gavel in on the first day with legislation or different ideas that come from our community.
All right, tell me this 2-in-1 here, Drew. Tell me this is a standpoint. your agenda going in if you are elected, and then also what are the key issues that you see that we're facing right now?
Well, first and foremost, I think that we've led. I think the 49th District has a history of leading. Clearly, you've probably had a lot of really qualified candidates who were running for the office, or either once they'd have already gotten there, you've probably interviewed them in here.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to continue to build on that. We don't need to take a step back. We need to continue to build on that. I think Gainesville, Hall County, all of our cities, Flower Branch, Oakwood, Lula, all of them, there's a tremendous amount of leadership in this community. There's a lot of people who have worked extremely hard to get this community where it's at. I just really feel like a lot of good ideas and really strong leadership come from this part of the world. So I want to continue that. Listen, the red meat issues, clearly, I think little boys are born with little boy parts, and little girls are born with little girl parts, and we need to keep those kids safe. We need to keep them protected. We don't need to be sharing bathrooms. We don't need to be sharing sports teams. We have to continue to protect that. You look around Hall County and the tremendous growth here. I understand that I'm running for state senate. I'm not running for county commission. But we have transportation problems. That is not cliche to Drew Eccles. I know what it's like to drive from Lula to Gainesville on the four lane. I know how many cars are there. I know how many cars are projected to be there over the next few years. And I know that we have significant traffic problems all over the county and in South Hall on not just county roads and city roads, but state roads as well. We got to get our fair share. We got to get our money. Hall County sends a lot of money. Our taxpayers send a lot of money to Atlanta to get dispersed all over the state. We got to make sure that we get our money back to us to take care of our roads. And we need to get in front of our traffic problems and not stay behind them so much.
We've always been behind it from that standpoint. I even heard we had a story this past week about DOT's plan to, from Exit 24 out here at Rabbit Town, to go all the way north. Who knows how far, making it like Georgia 400 with six lanes, three lanes on either side, and with limited access, which it's been so dangerous on that road going up past your place even. And it's like, we need to do something.
That's right. That's right. We got to make it safer for our drivers. We got to, you know, the folks who live here, the folks who travel those roads daily. But then there is, because of what we do for a living, there is a tremendous amount of, you know, Alabamans and Floridians, and North Carolinians, South Carolinians, mm-hmm. traveling through this state to get to either the mountains or to get to Florida. And we got to keep those folks safe too, and keep the roads passable.
All right, how about this also with transportation? How important is the Inland Port in your mind to the community and to the entire state?
Well, I think, you know, that was one of those issues that came up. Even it seems like it wasn't that long ago, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was kind of a done deal before Shelley even got to the commission. So Shelley and I have gotten a tremendous amount of community feedback from that, and we've gotten literally being able to a sideline view of it with it next to my business, pretty much, I think 4 miles away. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think it's going to help our industry a lot. The industry, as far as the manufacturing goes, I think they're going to be able to bring stuff in from the port and on rail, keep those trucks off the road and on train tracks, and vice versa, sending product out. I think it's going to be big for manufacturing, but also I think the poultry industry will utilize it a lot. So we're going to be able to keep some trucks, I think, off of our freeways. But I think, you know, right around that area, it's probably going to build up more truck traffic, moving those trailers around. There'll be empty lots, lots that hold trailers, empty trailers, and then full trailers as well. They'll have to shuttle those around. So you'll see a lot more truck traffic, I think, locally around that port. From what I understand, you know, I am by no means an engineer, civil or transportation engineer, but they're trying their dead level best to lessen the impact. As far as the lighting goes, it's not going to be, it's not going to look like an outdoor stadium. The equipment is not, the cranes are not very loud. The way I understand it, most of them are electric. So there's going to be, it's going to be new to us, right? It's going to be new to everybody that lives in that community. It's going to be new to the folks who are just traveling that road. I think it's something that we're going to have to get used to. And it's not just going to be, oh, we're putting a ton of extra trucks right here in northeastern Hall County. Mm-hmm. It's going to be taking trucks off the road statewide. So I think just you got to look at it in the big picture.
All right, with that, how do you balance serving the 49th District and then serving all of the state of Georgia? Being a farmer, I'm sure you see issues in South Georgia, for example.
Well, I haven't spent just a terrible amount of time talking about agriculture while I'm on the campaign trail because I feel like everybody knows, hey, Drew's a farmer, right? Drew's got dirty pants on this morning right here, and you're I've been on the farm this morning.
But it's the number one industry we have in the state of Georgia.
That's right. It's the number one industry in the state of Georgia. It's the biggest employer. We've got to keep it healthy, and we've got to keep it safe, okay, sustainable. We want to keep it the number one industry in the state of Georgia for a lot of reasons, not just because people like looking at pastures and cornfields and pumpkin fields or whatever, but because it's healthy. It's good for the environment.
It's shrinking.
The industry's shrinking, but the industry is also becoming more efficient. Okay. Less farmers feed more people than ever before in the history of mankind, mm-hmm. Due to technology and different ways to water and different ways to fertilize and things like that. So we're becoming more and more efficient. We don't farm the same way right now at Jaymore as we did 23 years ago when I first came back to mm-hmm. the farm. Things are totally different. The tractors are much more, not just more comfortable, but they're more efficient as far as the diesel goes and things like that. So we got to protect that industry. I think the main thing with agriculture is the whole level playing field thing. And that's more of a federal issue than a state issue, but I want to be a champion for that and beat my hand on the table that it's not fair that wages in Mexico are, you know, $2 an hour. And they're shipping strawberries in here for, you know, $12 a flat. And mm-hmm. for us to break even on them is somewhere around the $20 mark because mm-hmm. of wages here. That's not right. We need to protect this industry and especially our farmers right here in Georgia.
Well, when I mentioned about shrinking the size, is that how do you balance growth in this eating up farmland, for example, and when it comes to growth here in North Georgia, for example?
I think there's some incentives out there that we really need to look at. I mean, there's conservation use on land right now where you can sign up with that with your in the tax assessor's office, and that helps out to some degree. But I also think that there's some potential here that we look at some aging farmers. I don't know every single detail of it, but I think as a state we could do this, and it doesn't matter what happens on the federal level, but as a state we could look at aging farmers who want their land protected and want their land to remain in ag production. And if they want to sell it to a young man, then maybe the seller doesn't have to pay the capital gains tax or, mm-hmm. or the income tax on his profitability there. Maybe that transfers to the younger farmer. And if he breaks the covenant, if, you know, with it, he has to farm it for 20 years. And if he breaks it, he's got to pay his taxes. He's got to pay the farmer's taxes and maybe 10%. Things like that. I think we need to be open-minded. We need the green space in all of Georgia, not just in Hall County.
Right. Well, with that Hall County is that there's a balancing act in there when it comes to the what we call this a two-state state, when you have metro Atlanta, which is also is almost as old state, a state, and then you have the rest of Georgia. As a state senator, how in the world do you manage what's good for all of Georgia compared to what's good for metro Atlanta?
Well, look, I think that you're going to see Georgia continue to change, right? I think that Atlanta is just gobbling up everything. Atlanta's coming toward us hard and fast. There's definitely some balance there. To me, the most important thing is because, look, I mean, I think we all like options, right? I think that's one of the cool things about the resurgence of Gainesville and Hall County is, and I'm just going to use the restaurants for the easiest example, the lowest hanging fruit. I mean, we have these tremendous options now, and we got more coming. We used to not have all these options.
Sure.
Options are good, but I think the most important thing is the fabric of the community and the fabric of the state of Georgia. And we've got, as conservatives, we've got to sell ourselves, right? We can't back ourselves into a corner and not let anybody else into our sandbox. We've got to sell our message as conservative, Christian, business owners, family men and family women who love our communities. And I think we got people moving in from all over the country, man. They're leaving these Democrat states left and right, and they're trying to get here as fast as they can. We just cannot let them change our identity.
It's going to be quality of life.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Growth is from that standpoint. Our guest this morning on Community Focus has been Drew Echols, running for state senate. I told you I'd get you past here, just past 9:30. It's been nice talking with you, and it's already past 9:30. Tell me what you do for the last couple of minutes. Just talk straight to the listeners about why they should vote for you coming up on May 21.
Well, I've been here all my life, 44 years, my adult life. All I've tried to do is serve this community well. I've tried to work hard for my family and to feed your family. I've tried to work hard at J. Moore Farms. I've tried to offer up quality experiences and quality products there that not just Hall Countyans but all Georgians can enjoy. Shelly and I love this community. We love our family, and we want to serve. I'm a businessman. I sign the front of paychecks, and I'm oftentimes the last one to get paid. We're not always dealt the perfect hand of weather that we want, and sometimes that's difficult, and you have to make tough decisions. So I know what it's like to tighten up a budget. I know what it's like to spend other people's money, and it's not fun. It's easy to spend other people's money, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to be a good steward of the tax money that we send to Atlanta, and I just want to represent Hall County and the 49th well.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Our guest this morning on Community Focus, Drew Echols. Early voting begins next Monday on April 29th, and then the day is Tuesday, May 21st. Drew Echols running for the 49th District to the State Senate. Join us tomorrow morning at 9:05. A special guest tomorrow morning will be David Gibbs, who's running for Hall County Commission Chair, as we bring you Community Focus all week long at 9:05 on 97.5 Glory FM, online at WGTJRadio.com.